We chant Hare Krishna for many, many, many years. And I think it's a lifetime journey. And we're never too old to learn new tricks. And we feel like we learned a few new tricks for chanting Hare Krishna, which is our ultimate goal, to chant purely in association with devotees. I'd like to thank, I don't remember the Purusha, Purusha Shukta and Divyambara for all their effort for doing this. They deserve great credit. Mahatma Prabhu is a very great front man, leading the stage, I think. He had some experience before, being in the front of people. And especially Giriraj Maharaj. Giriraj Maharaj is a very, very special soul who Krishna has empowered to teach others the process of Krishna consciousness. I always anchor for his association, and I was supposed to go to New York, but I stayed here just to be with him. So thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
I have a confession to make. One day in Mauritius, Maharaj and I have a certain relationship where I ask questions, he gives answers, I make comments. You may have noticed that. One day in Mauritius, I began asking questions at Bhagavatam class. Guess what time the class ended? Started? 7:30? Right? Guess what time it ended? No? Later? 1 o'clock. You remember that? I think we set the world's record for Bhagavatam questions and answers. So this is the second time we've been together in America doing this. So it's been very special. And I remember the speech of Winston Churchill when he was asked to speak at, I forget what it was, maybe someone knows, a very important event. He was flown in to speak. To give a message, maybe in a graduation or the end of the war or something. A very huge event, and prepared this huge speech. He got up and he said, never give up, never give up, never give up, and he walked off. So, having been to many retreats, having been with many devotees, attended many retreats, there definitely are struggles that we go through, and we will go through them. No matter what our intentions are, there will always be those valleys. So therefore, never give up, never give up, never give up. And I wanted to emphasize the importance of your notebooks. Actually, I can't emphasize enough the importance, because this is your link to this experience. And you, when you read those notebooks months from now, I think you're going to be amazed what you find in them. From where you're at when you go back to your normal life, you're going to see how deep you went and how valuable those realizations will be to you. So there will be those valleys, there will be the difficulties, but value what your realizations, value your commitments to create your sacred space, whatever else you want to bring into your life. And then lastly, if you have the opportunity, the best way to learn is to do what?
Teach.
If you have the opportunity, share with others what you've learned here. If you like, you can form little meeting groups where you just sit around Tulsi, chant, discuss japa. And you could do it in an evening, you could do it before a Sunday feast. Any opportunity you can to associate and chant, take advantage of it. Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here with all of you after moving out of Texas, committing this great apparat to you. Moving out of Texas. So I had to come back and make up for that. Gurudev said I could leave, though.
Yeah.
He expected I would. So, I'm really innocent.
When Mahaprabhu mentioned Mauritius, I thought of something he said there that I've never forgotten, which is that a scientific study of cows revealed that if they have milk and they're not allowed to give their milk, they get sick. So, in the same way, if we have knowledge and we don't give the knowledge, it's not only bad for the people who don't get the knowledge, it's bad for us. We have mercy. Every devotee does have mercy. If he has bhakti, he has mercy. And if you don't give mercy, then we become sick. It's bad for us. I was glad to have the opportunity to chant before Haridas Thakur again. And I think of him, he was glorified, but some people behave nicely, but they don't preach. And other people preach nicely, but they don't behave so well. But he did both in relation to the holy name. As Mahaprabhu repeated, the best way to learn something is to teach it. But there are two things about teaching. One is that when you make a statement to others, you're often tested on the statement that you make. So you should be aware of that. The other thing is that the more you speak from your own realization, the better it is. And I'm reminded of the story of when a mother brought her son to Mahatma Gandhi, and she told him, you know, my son eats too many sweets. Please tell him not to eat sweets. Not good for him. So Gandhiji said, well, come back in 2 weeks. So she brought the boy back in 2 weeks, and he said, don't eat sweets. So the mother asked, well, why did you tell us to come back in 2 weeks? You could have just told them not to eat sweets then. Gandhiji said, well, I was eating sweets myself. Anyway, it was really important for us to get together and hear about the holy name and practice together. I suppose each of us has a different experience every time we participate in a retreat or workshop. We learn things, we hear things that we hadn't heard before, we experience things. One thing that surprised me was the effect of chanting along with Srila Prabhupada. I mean, it was nice at the time, but many of the exercises were nice. But later I found myself hearing him chanting and finding myself chanting along with him. And then I'm not sure how to the point it is, but when we paired off with our partners, and our partners were listening to a chant, writing down what they heard, we might improve. I was paired with His Holiness Ratasha Goswami. And I really relished chanting with him, and I relished hearing his chanting. And out of love for him. And I don't know what to say except that maybe I shouldn't say anything if I don't know what to say. It's just very special to chant with devotees and to feel love for them while you chant. That pleases Krishna and makes it easier to love Krishna. Like one devotee quoted a verse from the Bible that in order to love what you can't see, you have to be able to love what you can see, something like that. If you can't see Krishna, you can hear the holy name, but Krishna is manifest before us as the devotees. They're actually manifestations of Krishna. And if we can experience his presence in them or through them, then it'll be easier for us to go deeper into our relationship with the holy name. Or as we go deeper in our relationship with the holy name, we'll be able to appreciate his presence more in the devotees and others around us. So this circle is so important, so important. We discussed a bit about Vaishnava Parad, which is called the Mad Elephant Offense, Atimata. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that in order to protect the tender creeper of bhakti from the mad elephant, one should fence it all around. What is the fence? The fence is the circle of pure devotees. If we always stay within the circle of pure devotees, then there's no chance that the mad elephant of Vaishnava Parad will be able to enter and create havoc. So this is, literally the circle of devotees. And if we stay in the circle of devotees, pure devotees, then our tender creeper of devotion will remain safe, and it will grow and grow and pierce the coverings of the universe, find shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, and bear the fruit of love of God. Hare Krishna.
Might be divine arrangement that the prasadam is not here. Yeah, I was thinking, should we have kirtan? So, if you all want to really get everyone's association, if you can come close. And I'm feeling inspired to chant. So I really like to chant. And we can all sit in the
floor. Walking back.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prithaya Bhushale Srimate Bhakti Te Sankhya Shamiti Namaste. Thank you.
Hare All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.